Then we shipped 2-0, nobody cared. We shipped 3-0, nobody cared. Then we shipped 3.1. They sold 16 million copies in 6 months. And Bill said, I think the main environment of our new system will be Windows.
This is kind of a naive question, but Microsoft already had Xenix in-house, and they could have, in theory, built an operating system based off that, but they went and did a clean sheet design with OS 2, and did that again with NT. Was it licensing or technical?
No, it didn't happen exactly like that. You know, they did the Xenix thing, and I wasn't there then.
Right.
They did the Xenix thing, and for some reason... they decide, and the Xenix thing, there's one piece of the Xenix thing that was genius, and that was they had to get a license from AT&T. And so they said to AT&T, you know, would you consider doing a volume license for us so that as we bought more licenses that got cheaper? And AT&T says, yeah, we'd probably do that. And then Microsoft said, well, you know, like over $1 million, it ought to cost us like a couple of bucks or something. Yeah, that's fine. So what Microsoft then did was sublicense. They sold their licenses to other people and made the difference. They had a big business going selling Xenix licenses. Anyway, back to DOS. DOS happened, and, you know, they chose DOS over CPM, and there's a lot of stories about what went on there, about whether digital research, which was CPM, got stiffed or whatever. But anyway, they ended with DOS. So DOS ships with the first PC, the IBM PC. And then they decide that you know, DOS is really this program loader. It's not really much else. It's just this program loader, and they really need something beyond that. So they decide they're going to do this joint design between Microsoft and IBM for OS 2. And this is the 16-bit OS 2. And they're going to do a new file system. And the file system was called HPFS. And Gordon Letwin, you know, is going to write the file system all in assembler and all this stuff. And they got joined at the hip with IBM, and the whole thing with IBM turned out not to work too well, because IBM, a very old company, and the older a company gets, the more rigid they become, the more bureaucratic they become, the more risk-averse they become. So everything is like, you know, specs upon reviews and mutual sign-off and everything. And the IBM guys are working in Boca Raton. The Microsoft guys are working in Redmond. And they're just not going anywhere with that. And so this story falls into Nathan saying, geez, RISC processors are the future, and there's no way that we're going to get, and 16 bits is not enough.
Right.
There's no way that we're going to port OS 2 to anything. It's not portable.
Right.
We should build a system for a RISC system. And so one of the things that one of my things I told Microsoft was I would not work with IBM. I said, I'm not working with IBM. I said, they can, you know, comment on the design or whatever, but I'm not working with them.
And that was a fear of being mired down in their bureaucracy
more than it was like if we'd have said, well, even if it was, you know, they'd come in and they'd review every once in a while and produce the review comments, and they were super negative, you know, and they actually split off and did a 32-bit version of OS 2, which quickly went
right
dove. We sent a copy to Lee Reiswick of that OS 2. But we had the guys from IBM that reviewed the design of NT were AIX guys from Austin.
Okay.
You ever heard the name Larry Locks?
No.
Larry was their big honcho. he was their big honcho, and he'd come in with his cowboy boots on, you know, and put them up on the table and pontificate. Anyway, so when the charter when we started at Microsoft was a portable system that would run multiple environments. And the reason for multiple environments was an OS2 was going to be the target.
Yeah, what else was it?
POSIX. Okay. At the time, everybody was all hyped up about POSIX. You know, POSIX was going to, it was going to unify the Unix world. The Unix world started out unified because it came out of Bell Labs and there's only one. But then the universities got a hold of it free, and every university had to put their widget in it.
Right.
And then everybody that got a hold of Unix after that had to put their added value on, so it became incompatible. So POSIX was an attempt to bring all this stuff back together. And, of course, the other thing we had was we have CMU with Mach off on the side. So we wanted to have multiple environments, and we actually had – and the design of the system kind of was to be able to run these multiple environments, and we thought that the way to do that was to have the nucleus of the system would provide the basic services of the system, and then they could be customized for these different environments. That's kind of a naive view because, in a sense, it's a naive view because there's a lot of things that wouldn't be very easy to do that with. Things like thread scheduling or stuff like that, it gets kind of sticky, and the process structure gets a little sticky, and paging gets a little sticky. But anyway, that's where we started out. And then, you know, we get down the line, we're going along, and we spend about, I don't know, 6 months to a year on a spec. And this is a pretty detailed spec, and it's two volumes that are that thick. The Smithsonian has a copy of those.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's within Smithsonian. So we produce this, and we start in on this project, and I'm sorry, start actually doing things. And in the meantime, we have this Windows thing. Actually, I probably wasn't called 3.0. It's probably called 1.0. Nobody cared. Then we shipped 2.0. Nobody cared. We shipped 3.0. Nobody cared. Then we shipped 3.1. They sold 16 million copies in 6 months. And Bill said, I think the main environment of our new system will be Windows. So that's why we went to Windows, is because of the acceptance.
Right.
And then on the other side was OS2 with the presentation manager. And I never worked with OS2. I can't say that. I never worked with it, I can say that, but I did work on it. We were developing NT on OS2. Even the ones that were targeted towards the RISC machines were developed on OS2. And we couldn't wait to dog food, to get off of OS2. It was pismal.
Really?
It was pismal.